Well, in 1 hour, we have Joey McGuire, the head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, on to talk about their spirited win this past weekend in Utah. But we can't just have one Joey on today. We have to have two on because a true American hero joins us now.
There's no doubt.
The greatest eater in the history of the world, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, good to be on with you guys. Unbelievable.
I'm just a goofy dude that eats. I got lucky, baby.
Got 17 mustard belts. Are you kidding me?
All he does is eat, and he's skinnier than I am.
Oh, I know.
No, I got a fat butt and love handles. And I got the
big dumper.
I go days without eating. My recovery period is gnarly also. And it's just lettuce and cucumber and just
roughage,
trying to get back to my
mash everything through.
Okay, yeah, talk us through that, Joey. So 4th of July or whatever, you won again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Killed, like, what, 76 this time?
No, that 76 is the record. I got back into the 70s.
Okay.
Just over 70.
Okay.
But next year I'll have a plan in place for a record. But
I think you're doing great. But the recovery period, I want to hear about that.
Well,
that's what everybody wants to know about.
This year wasn't that bad. So I can tell right away if it's settling deep and it's going to be moving. and so I'm walking around doing interviews for about an hour and a half, and then take the bus back to New York to Manhattan.
Yeah.
And so I'm drinking water and then pass out on the bus, wake up, take a nap, then take a shower. And then things start moving, baby.
Yeah, because the rule is no number two on the bus, right?
Oh, no. Well, you can do whatever you want on the bus. But
How can you not have a car take you back to wherever you need to go? Like, you're a champion.
But the bus is great because it's like one of those buses with, like, some sort of dancing pole in it.
Yeah.
That's what you always look for.
So you can lay down on the bench. I chill out and afterwards, I'm like drunk on food.
Yes.
Like, my interviews aren't great beforehand, but afterwards, they're ridiculous.
Well, it's all the salt too, and everything else.
And it's just a little bit dehydrated, and just my brain is just like, my answers just don't make sense.
Has your cholesterol ever been tested immediately after one of those hot dog events?
Immediately, like within, not within 24 hours, but usually about a week later, I'm starting to test it. I go to the doctor quite a bit, and that's one of the big things.
Do they ever try and talk you out of your profession?
No. Well, my doctor's like, yeah, you need to diet a little bit more. Like, the end of the summer comes where I'm doing a contest every weekend, and I'm a little bit chubby. I'm like 25 pounds heavier than I was in June, which isn't that bad. When I was younger, I'd put on 40 pounds.
So you talked about the recovery meals. How long does that go?
Oh, it takes about 3 days to get close to normal. So four days.
And you're just eating what?
Oh, it's just cucumber, lettuce, lemon juice. It's pretty much just trying to keep things moving.
And it's like, you know what it is?
Starches.
The way I look at this, the way I'm hearing you, it's like when you get older and you have one of those Saturdays where you go hard and you're so hungover and it takes like 3 full days to get your body back right. You're doing this with a food angle though.
It's exactly it. Like, once in a while, I don't have a contest, nothing on the weekend, and then I get to drink and eat, and it's still like a 3-day recovery period.
Okay, so you're in town. The tamale eating contest is going on in Louisville. What's the official name of it? Do you have it right there?
Let's see. It's
Louisville Western Days.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay, Louisville Western Days.
Padrino Foods World Tamale Eating Championship that takes place in front of Louisville City Hall during the Western Days, and I believe it goes down Saturday, officially at 1, but he goes on at noon, right? Okay, so noon is when you're going to want to be there to see Joey, see if he can grab his five out of five.
I'm trying. Yeah.
Okay, your fifth world championship in the tamale space.
So you're talking about things moving through. Is the masa from the tamale tougher to move through than the buns from the hot dog?
No, the masa is moving quick.
Is it really?
And then there's a little bit of fat in there. The good tamales have a little bit of fat. The Padrinos, things are moving quick. Maybe.
Are you a fan of all these foods that you do eat?
I do better when it's a food I like.
Is there anything you won't eat?
Oh, there's been a couple. I haven't done a raw oyster eating contest.
Yeah.
Just the texture and the saltiness. There's like, I might lose it.
Yeah.
This is the great Joey Chestnut, the greatest eater in the history of the world, the man who took down Kobayashi. And, so, yeah, your records go on and on and on.
What's your record for chicken tenders? Do you have one?
Raising Cane's, I think 44 in 5 minutes.
Okay, because our board op, Ham, he is a tendy aficionado. I don't know. What's your personal record, Ham?
About 6. I watched his live stream of the Raising Cane thing in Vegas when it opened up.
Was the official opening?
Oh, yeah. There was like a two-story Raising Cane's. They do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So what's your origin story? How does somebody find out they have a gift?
Oh, my gosh. Shortly after birth, I started eating.
Really?
No, like my mom had
You have the breast milk record?
My mom said I was the biggest eater she had. She had 6 kids.
Wow.
So, but my whole childhood, my mom was yelling at me to calm down, don't eat so fast. And so I was like, all right, I got to hold back a little bit. And then when I went to college, my friends found out that I could eat fast and that I can keep eating. And
were you like doing? Because everyone does this when they're in college, especially. They're like, dude, can you eat that whole pizza? Or dude, can you eat 4 of these Chipotle burritos or whatever?
Or you go to all-you-can-eat pizza buffet?
Exactly. Yeah, the dining commons. And they had chicken strips. And people see how many they put on their plate and then eat it. And I ate everything out of my plate. So people were impressed by that, and then it just got like, Joey can put it down.
So
and
word got around like that's the guy.
Word got around, and then my friend signed me up to my first contest, and I was like, I'm kind of shy. I was a little bit hesitant, but I did it. And as soon as I got on stage, I was like, oh, my God, I love it.
What was the first thing? Do you remember?
It was lobster.
Lobster? Dude, did you have to, peel it?
I didn't even know what the heck I was doing.
Yeah.
I'd never eaten lobster before, so I was just scooping, I would scoop out the tail, and I was making a mess of the guts. And so I was a little bit frustrated, but I was like, dude, I love this. And I tied for third, and I was like, dude, I'm going to figure this out. 2 weeks later, there was a deep-fried asparagus eating contest. I practiced a little bit, got the recipe from the festival, and I kicked butt. I won, and then it was just like it snowballed. It got bigger and bigger.
So you go from winning the hot dog eating contest. I suppose you had to do a bunch of stuff to get to that level.
So as soon as I won that first asparagus contest, I was like, all right, Kobayashi is the goal.
Yeah.
I did my target.
And what year was that?
That was 2005.
So he beat you what, 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
And that's so weird because he was such a legend in that arena.
He was pretty impressive.
A god. Yeah.
I know. Like years and years later, he's still like, oh yeah, he makes me work.
So you're 20 and you start doing this?
21.
Okay.
And it's been 20 years.
And at some point you're like, you know what? I might not even need a real job.
It was a weird decision. Wasn't my goal because I finished my engineering degree, worked in construction management, and then eventually the eating just took over. And I was like, dude, the eating's not working. They're paying me. Paying me to show up and eat.
Right.
The world's crazy.
So how many gigs a year do you do?
Oh, I'm busy almost every weekend. I'm doing something. And not all of them are like, this is like not all of them are like full-on 10-minute contests. So some of them are like 60-second exhibition. Doing something for the New York Islanders coming up.
Yeah.
Doing something. I'll be back in Dallas doing something for the women's soccer team.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be rad. So I get to do fun stuff.
And, yeah.
But I still love every week.
So what you're out, today's Thursday. So you fly out Thursday morning and back on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be back home on Sunday. So.
And then do you go internationally much?
I'll do some international. Last year I went to Japan. I need to get back out there. I need to do more.
What do they have you do in Japan?
Oh, gosh. I did soba noodles in Japan.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. It's like,
yeah.
A little bit too cold. I don't like cold soba noodles.
Sure.
So was you say that your doctor's like, okay, you need to watch your weight, whatever, but you look good. Like Dave said, you look great. Do you get when you get your physical or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Is everything in line? Like, are you affected by all this? In any way, you know, we talked about cholesterol. Is everything else fine?
Cholesterol is the one that really fluctuates with my weight. And that's one of the things the doctor was like, yeah, it's going to get harder for it to go down with your weight. So I need to try to not let my – there's times where I let my weight get up to like 270. So
what?
I like to eat. I'm a chubby boy.
But so like food is delicious.
Right now I'm 240.
So you do not look – he doesn't look 240.
No. Yeah.
But it's – no, it's – I have to maintain, otherwise I start losing. Then nobody wants to come out and watch me lose.
How long do you want to do this?
Oh my gosh.
Do you think you can do it another 10 years?
No, I'm 1 year at a time. I think I got 2 more years left in a couple contracts.
Okay.
So, I definitely got those. I'll knock those out and, we'll see. I love it.
And the controversy with the Nathan's hot dog contest was the Impossible Food sponsorship. You guys got that worked out?
I mean, I'm still doing the same stuff I was doing with them. But
they just got over it.
It took a while to make people. You can't make somebody be reasonable, but it just took some time.
Any other sponsorships in your bag? Do you have like Dude Wipes or Charmin or anything like that?
I've done some work with Dude Wipes. We're still talking to do more with them. They have all these awesome.
Dave, quit focusing on that.
Those scented Dude Wipes.
That's all I think about when you just cram so much food in your mouth.
Well, he's more than just a man who goes potty. There's so much to Joey. Joey, I'm sorry.
I potty all the time.
Well, yeah, probably, to be fair.
I'm just looking for opportunities to maximize his revenue.
I did work with him. That was a good partnership. You got to control it. Take care of that hiney.
Right? Yeah.
You really do.
You do. So, all right. So the event is this Saturday, high noon, right in front of the Louisville courthouse.
The city hall.
City hall.
Don't confuse the two. They're very different.
We're not going to the courthouse.
Do you know the guys you're competing against?
Oh, yeah.
You know them all.
James Webb. Last year, he was leading the contest. I wasn't there. And at the end of the contest, he had fireworks. Elvis left the building. He got disqualified.
That's illegal.
Yep. Yeah. So this year he's coming for me, and I'm going for him. So it's gonna be we're gonna push each other hard.
Are you friendly with all these guys?
Pretty friendly. I mean, we're frenemy.
I know.
Hey, what happened this year with the hot dog? Rushed the stage something,
right?
That
was a couple years ago.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Oh my god.
Help me out with this. What happened there?
I was doing my job, eating. Focusing on the dogs, and this guy bumps into me, and I thought it was the guy delivering hot dogs, and then I realized, oh my god, he's holding a sign, and he's like getting closer, more and more in front of me, so I had to grab him.
Yeah,
and he really crumbled pretty quick, and then I just had to keep eating.
Wow! So he just jumped up there, and he's got a sign, he's got a cause or something,
and a mask. Yeah, yeah. He was
man!
I mean, he was really skinny. I was like, oh, this could be a child. I was like,
what was he protesting?
He was against factory farms, which isn't that's not a bad thing, but it's a bad thing to get in front of me while I'm eating.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're professionals up here. We're trying to do a job, eat hot dogs, and this dude's getting up on stage. And so you took care of it.
I think.
And then got back to work.
Yeah. I just had to get back to eating. The whole thing's kind of a blur. I watch video of it like, oh my god, I look angry. I don't look angry very often.
Just okay. Let your instincts take over.
It's like Rambo. You gotta attack.
That's part of being an American hero though, and that's what's hilarious is like you and Kobayashi are super famous people, and that didn't seem possible 25 years ago that people would become celebrities for this, but it's like you're synonymous when there's a Ryder Cup this weekend or a World Cup or any international thing, you're always referenced as this American icon that we can't, you know, that gives us our powers as Americans or something like that. I think it's amazing.
It's wild, but it's fun. Eating is, I think everybody can kind of relate.
Yes, we can.
So like everybody's been full or wanted to eat more or seen. Like, everybody's had, like, a childhood story where they pushed it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, everybody's had that spirit of regret, that one piece too many.
God. Oh, yeah, and Thanksgiving's coming up, and everybody's going to be pushing it. So
do you get challenged, like, when you're out in public? Is it a beating with guys, like, I don't know, people putting food in front of you? Like, you're like, no, I do this for a living. You're going to need a check if you want me to eat for you right now.
Usually not. But if I'm at a baseball game, people are always coming up with a beer and a hot dog. And it's like, all right, a hot dog and beer, let's put them down. But like, if I'm at a restaurant, usually people are pretty cool. But yeah, sometimes they're like, oh, let's race. It was like you said, we're put the money down.
Yes. Yes. There's a minimal fee to get me to perform.
Well, Joey, thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome back to town. Good luck
on Saturday.
Yeah. Great to meet you. We'd love to have you up anytime, man.
Absolutely. Great being on with you guys.
Yeah, for
Our
sure.
Our best to all the good folks in Louisville, and go see him just absolutely destroy tamales on Saturday afternoon right in front of the Louisville City Hall.
55 world records.
At Western Day.
It's better than you.
55 records is way better than me.
Ooh.
I'm not even sure I have one. Joey Chestnut, ladies and gentlemen.
Go.